welcome to another edition with Cooking with Miles Strecker. So today, as you can see, we got all of our spices set up pretty nicely. Always need the extra virgin olive oil. I mean, one day I honestly would like to see what a slutty olive oil would be, but still, it's extra virgin olive oil. And then definitely got your pepper. So, here's a nice chunk right here, nice chunk of meat. And what we're gonna do is we're going to set this up pretty freaking high. I don't even know if I really need that one necessarily, but we're gonna set this up really high. Sometimes you gotta make sure it's working. So that's gonna start heating itself up. And then, you know, we throw a little bit of the olive oil on here, and so that's gonna work its way to being pretty hot. But now what I would like to introduce is our very special ingredients. You see, sometimes it's hard because you gotta catch these out in the wild. But, I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes. But if you look closely enough, you will find tiny little people. I mean, they're people just like you and me. But they happen to be like an inch tall, which to me makes their lives a little bit more not as important as ours. But if you've ever tried the flavor of human mixed in with, you know, say whatever you're trying to cook, you know, any type of meat, any type of mashed potatoes or anything like that, and you mix in, I mean, mwah, bam, you know, let's see. So you see how that olive oil is now starting to kind of get nice and loose and limber. You know, you want to make sure that you cover the whole pan because you don't want human flesh stuck to your pan, because that's kind of a bitch to wash off, you know what I'm saying. Now, as any, you know, real person does, you know, whenever you're cooking with grease, you gotta cook with your shirt off, right? I mean, so you have to take your shirt off when you're cooking with grease. We all know that because it's just what you do. I mean, cooking with people, bacon, pig, human, they say that the anatomy is pretty much close to the same because that's what they practice on in medical school, is pigs for humans. So the anatomy is kind of the same. But whenever you cook with bacon, you definitely cook with your shirt off. That's how you got to do it, right? So this is getting all nice and sizzled up. So we're going to take our meat here. I'm just going to pop that bitch out of there. Woo! How does that sound for you little fuckers in there, huh? Yeah, this is going to be fun. So, that bounces around a bit because it's kind of like freezer burnt, and but these are going to make it taste a lot better. This is going to make it taste a lot better. So, you see, they're kind of squirming and freaking the fuck out, but, you know, I mean, they're at my mercy right now. There's nothing they can really, really kind of fucking do about it. So, like, you know, you just kind of pop them in there just like that, and then watch them fucking scream, because that's the best part. Because if you hear, you can barely hear them screaming, but it's the best part. So, you always want to see how there's air holes in there. That's to keep them fresh. If you don't put air holes in it, they will die because they need air to breathe. So always make sure you have air holes in there. But the thing is you gotta make sure they're small enough that they can't crawl out, because, you know, they do have brains like us and they can think, you know, like humans, just smaller. So, we want to go over here. Get our nice trusty spatula out and let's move this shit around. Yeah! All right, you see, some of them have already kind of died. They're starting to melt a little bit. Yeah. So, it's working good, you know, and then you move them around and it just sizzles. And I love the sizzling sound. Now these guys right here,
your smaller ones. Those right there, you see these guys right here. I mean, I might just actually, I mean,
they're just so fucking good raw too, you know? I mean, I can't help myself.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right. This is your seasoning. The little guys are your seasoning. The other little guys are more of, how you say, they just make it more fun to cook the meat. You hear them scream and they kind of get a little mixed in a little bit.
It kind of tastes like pork, but you just want to season these right on top of the meat. As you see, just kind of like that, you know, as they're slowly cooking. I think those guys are dead by now.
So it's so good when you feel them just squirm all the way down.
Anyways, so what we're gonna do here, as you can see, the oven is red hot. You only cook with a red hot oven, all right? You don't want to cook with anything other than a red hot oven. Because, I mean, who doesn't like hot shit? Ooh, oh shit, holy fuck. All right, so you want to move your people and kind of get them in the right spot on there. And then, when you're ready, just kind of take the rest of them and just plop them in there just like that, like so. So, all right. Now, you got your meat, you got your humans, and you just slowly stir this around, and just slowly mix them around, and just listen to the screams. You know Rice Krispie Treats? You know Rice Krispie Treats, how they used to say, hey, I can hear them talking? Remember that? The commercials, they go, what is they saying? What are they saying? The Rice Krispie Treats. Well, these guys actually fucking talk while they die.
Right before they're about to eat.
They actually do talk. Like, you can have conversations with these fuckers. It's amazing. Like, hey, how are you? Yeah, pretty, not doing pretty good, but sorry to say, I don't care. Yeah, it's really nice to know that, you know, they lived their entire lives just to end up in this pan. This was their fate. Their fate was this pan right here. You know, they probably had dreams, aspirations, but they were dealt a raw hand. And then they were caught by me out in the wild. Like I said, you gotta catch these fuckers in the wild, man. You gotta do the work. You gotta do the work. If you don't put in the work, then you don't deserve this flavorful, awesome piece of fucking meat right here. Like, that is gonna taste so fucking good. Putting little people on top of things is better than putting bacon on top of things. And we've already compared bacon to people, and I've already explained to you the anatomy behind all that. So, keep that on there. You let that sizzle a little bit. And you always wanna make sure you keep a couple right on top of the piece of meat here. Because you want to hear them yell while they're too hot to move. But you can hear them screaming, and that is the music to your ears. This is going to be a wonderful meal, y'all. I'm so proud of myself. Oh, sorry me, I almost totally forgot. Red cayenne pepper. For the ones that you left alive, maybe, they find out that you're enjoying their screams a little too much. So what you do, it's kind of like powdered pepper spray. So if they won't scream for you the way that you want to scream, you throw a little bit of fucking cayenne pepper right on top of them. Yaha. There it is. Those are the screams I'm looking for. Those are the screams. So, we want to stir these around. Listen to them fucking screaming that cayenne fucking pepper.
Yeah.
All right. I'm pretty sure everybody's dead but these guys. Little tiny ones are drowning in that cayenne. But you know,
But you know, fucking, woo, there we go. That's what you do. You wanna spin that meat right around, crush all the dead ones so the flavor gets mixed into the bottom of that fucking nice juicy piece of fucking meat right there. You know? Everybody likes a good, nice, juicy piece of fucking meat, don't they? So, let's see here. Oh, they always say never turn your back to your audience. So, what do we got here? Ah, nah. Let's see. Yeah, butter screaming. Oh, savory, savory, savory. You see this? This right here. I mean, it's already pretty savory. I mean, I've already ate one fucking raw. But, why not add a little bit more? I mean, come on now. We are cooking. Why can't cooking be fun? So, you just cook this a little bit longer until you get your nice finished product. And that right there, my friends, is another edition of Cooking with Miles Stryker.